Welcome to Election Corner on DBS Radio. Dominicans will go to the polls to elect a new government on Friday, December 6, 2019. This program will inform you of the key regulations which guide the general election process. Let us begin with the taking of the poll. The poll will be taken in each polling station by secret ballot. The ballot is printed with the names, addresses, and occupation of the candidates, alphabetically arranged in the order of their surnames, with each candidate's symbol presented opposite to his or her name. The presiding officer is to maintain order at the polling station and regulate the number of voters to be admitted at a time. If any person persists after being warned in disobeying the direction of the presiding officer will cause that person to be removed from the polling station. Agents will be seated where they can see each person who presents himself or herself as an elector and hear the name given. They must not interfere in the proceedings except as allowed by the law. No candidates and his agents can be in the same polling station at the same time for more than 5 consecutive minutes. Now let us move to the general mode of taking ballots. Each elector will receive a ballot paper from the presiding officer on which that officer has put his or her initials. The presiding officer will properly instruct the elector how to make his or her mark on the ballot, fold it, directing the elector to return it so folded when it is marked. Let us look at spoiled ballots. An elector who mistakenly spoils a ballot paper will return it to the presiding officer, who will cancel it by writing the word spoiled across the face of the same and deliver another ballot paper to the elector. The use of indelible ink. The law provides that the chief elections officer may employ suitable methods of preventing electors from voting more than once in the same election. The method in place here is the use of indelible ink. The presiding officer will request that the elector ink the right thumb before the elector is handed the ballot paper. Every elector is being encouraged to cooperate with the election officials to ensure that our electoral process and system remains free and fair. Now, this program will also look at questions which may be put to an elector. The presiding officer may, and if requested by a candidate or his agent, shall put the following questions to the elector. Are you the same person whose name appears as, for example, Tom John, on the list now being used at this polling station? Have you already voted at this election, either here or elsewhere? If the elector refuses to answer any of these questions, he or she will not receive a ballot paper. If an elector makes a false answer, the elector is liable on summary conviction to 6 months imprisonment. So we looked at taking of the poll, the ballot, maintaining order, placing of agents, general mode of taking ballots, spoiled ballots, use of indelible ink, and questions which may be put to an elector. You are listening to Election Corner. Join us next time for another program.